Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The commercial season for Dungeness crab in Northern California was delayed a total of three times last year, according to the California Department of Fish and Game, originally set for December 1st. The harvest was set to be ready by December 31st, but after tests revealed the crabs were not ready, the season opening date was then pushed back to January 15th. Those delays were caused by the quality tests. Revealed that the crab's body weight was less than 25% meat. The department said at least 25% meat of a crab's body weight is ideal. The season opening was then pushed to today, January 15th, and it's been reported that the season opening cannot be delayed beyond today. A Eureka woman died in a single vehicle collision on Highway 101 north of Willits Monday night. 51-year-old Kelly McFarland was driving northbound at an undetermined rate of speed when she lost control of her pickup truck on a wet road surface. The vehicle left the roadway, colliding with several trees, and McFarland, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died as a result of injuries sustained. CHP officers from Garberville, Mendocino County deputies, volunteer firefighters from Little Lake, and an ambulance crew were dispatched to the scene. Investigation into the cause of the collision has begun. Impairment has not been ruled out as a factor. Anyone who may have witnessed the crash is asked to contact the California Highway Patrol. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives were called out to a location about 2 miles east of Fort Bragg Sunday after receiving reports that human remains had been found. Detectives confirmed the skeletal remains were human. Immediately, they began work on determining an ID. Detectives, they have reason to believe the remains are those of a person who voluntarily disappeared several months ago and are working leads to make a positive ID and to determine the cause of death. The Sheriff's Office issued a reminder that for those seeking to have fun in the snow, it's best to make sure you do so on public land and not private. Landowners in Neyland have filed several complaints regarding trespassers on their property. It's a misdemeanor offense. If you wish to enjoy the snow, Horse Mountain in the Six Rivers National Forest is recommended. The County Department of Public Health has expanded the hours residents can drop in and get that flu shot. The public health clinic located on Ice Street in Eureka will remain open until 5:30 on Tuesdays, that's today, through the month of January to make it easier for those who want to get a flu shot to get one. For more information, please contact the clinic. Officials are concerned that the flu season this year will be severe. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire discusses the passage of Proposition 30 and how it's being implemented. Here's Dan with more.
When Proposition 30 passed in November, Governor Jerry Brown was given a funding source for schools that he had fought hard for. As the governor implements his vision for school funding, including changes in how school districts are funded and how those districts can spend the money, it means changes at the local level as well. Dr. Gary Eagles, superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, commented on the new strategy, particularly allowing local officials to decide how to best spend funding for education.
Any given district is going to be given a total pot of money based on the mix of kids that they have. The higher concentration of disadvantaged kids that they have, the more resources they'll be given. But what's nice about the governor's strategy is that they leave it up to the schools to deploy those resources.
Eagles went on to add,
but what it does mean is it's not going to be formula driven from the state telling them exactly where they can spend it and where they can't. It's going to be driven on outcomes and whether kids are, as the governor says, career and college ready.
And Eagles went on to discuss the long-term strategy involved and applauded the governor's willingness to address issues that poorer and rural districts face when it comes to allocating school resources.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.